Our guests on The Sound of Young America this week have been telling stories, telling their stories. But it's useless to tell your story if no one's listening. That's where the internet comes in. When we first met my next guest, Alex Black, he was a satirist, a comedy writer. He was contributing comedy pieces to The Sound of Young America. But in the past 5 years, since the last time we spoke with him, he's transformed himself into a web guru. His website, abajillionhits.biz, is a compendium of vital information about what he calls jacking your strat. It's been featured in New York Magazine, The Daily Beast, TechCrunch, Fast Company, The Village Voice, and even in an internal memo from Gawker founder Nick Denton. I talked to Alex Black about how you can jack your strat, and we put together this power smash of vital internet information. Alex Black, welcome to The Sound of Young America.
Thanks a lot, Jesse. It's great to be here.
Let me ask you this. So much web strategy is about building connections, developing a network. Once you've done that, where does the money come in?
Well, you know, to be really jacking your strat, you've got to be watching a few key metrics. And you've got to be able to just have a top-level, drill-down look at what your comprehensive footprint is on the internet. You know, me, I've driven over a bajillion hits. That's why the website's called that, you know, and a bajillion is the highest recordable number that there is.
How does the strategy behind bajillion hits apply to a regular Joe who's listening out there developing their brand in Radioland?
Well, first of all, I think Radioland is their first problem. Radio is basically like reading a book with your ears. Not a great strat.
Let's talk about examples. What's a business that's out there in the world that you would love to do some stratjacking with?
Why don't we talk about your business, Jesse? You know, are you jacking it all the way? You've got this MaximumFun.org. First of all, .org, is this a charity organization that you're running here? No, it should be a business, all right? Maximum Fun, I kind of like that, but I feel like maybe something like Maxim Fun. You know, Maxim, I think of girls. I think of going out and having fun, being a man. Fun, that could be anything, but Maximum Fun seems a little redundant.
Let's talk a little bit about Tumblr. This is a very popular new blogging platform.
I think what Tumblr doesn't have figured out quite yet is the monetization. You know, specifically, how are we going to exploit these broke, artsy city kids into really driving a lot of profit for your business or brand? That's what I'm here to talk about. You know, if you want to get more into the Tumblr space, Jesse, you know, we could really talk about that.
Now, let's talk about how would you suggest that I alter my work in the Tumblr space
step you should do is start reblogging me at least once a day. You don't reblog for the Tumblr audience you have. You reblog for the Tumblr audience you want.
Is it a good idea to create a Tumblr blog if your ultimate goal is to publish a book?
You know, I've had a lot of people that have just offered me a book deal just to publish my Tumblr. But yeah, I think why not? You know, I think no matter what, it never hurts to put every thought you have on the internet.
Let me ask you about Facebook. Facebook has been around for a while. It's the most popular social media platform. What's the 21st century utilizations, the best practices for this incredibly popular technology?
Well, Jesse, it all comes down to engaging engagement. You can't just blast out your content and expect everybody to engage with it on their own. You got to engage with them by going to where they live. You know, some people call it spam. I call it engagement. You don't get to 500 million friends without poking a few people.
Let's talk a little bit about influencers.
Well, influencers are the people that are driving the conversation. I'm obviously an influencer. I think you could be an influencer with some work, you know, if we jack your strat a little bit. But I think right now, the place you need to be looking for influence is Foursquare. They've actually created badges and titles like mayorships. Like, for example, I'm the mayor of all sushi in Los Angeles. I earned that badge by checking into a lot of sushi restaurants because I'm a pretty successful guy and I eat sushi a lot.
I'm going to name a few influencers, and I want to hear a little bit about your impressions of how they influence what's going on the internet and why and how they're important. Let's start with Nick Cannon, the singer, sometime rapper, sometime actor.
I recently met Nick Cannon at a Twitter conference. Nice guy. And then the news broke this week that his wife, Mariah Carey, is pregnant. I don't want to comment any further on that.
How about the Macintosh guru, John Gruber, from DaringFireball.net?
I've got like four iPads, Jesse. I bet Gruber doesn't have four iPads.
Tell me a little bit about your impressions of Nick Denton, the founder of Gawker Media.
I think Nick Denton's got real nice strat, Jesse. I mean, this is a guy that just clearly has proven again and again that he knows how the internet works. You know, whether he's saying, you know, check out this amazing basket of kittens crawling on Justin Bieber, and then it's a picture of an athlete's I respect that.
We've talked a lot about what's going on right now. What's coming next?
I've been working on this project right now that I'm trying to create a way to digitally download and eat potato chips. Bam, right there. I mean, that's the way that my brain synapses into an idea. And, you know, I'm going to be the person that launches the world's first digital downloadable potato chip.
So, Alex Blagg of a bajillion hits.biz. If people were going to go out and do one thing to change their lives and jack their strat, what would it be?
Following me on Twitter. I'm basically the Pope of the internet, you know? So if you want salvation and a bajillion hits, you got to come to me.
Alex Blagg, founder of a bajillion hits.biz and the self-described hottest young veteran in the viral social media landscape. That power smash of vital web information was edited by Matt Gourley. You can check out Matt's amazing comedy podcast, Super Ego, online at gosuperego.com. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. And by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go. For Mac and PC, online at stuffit.com. Coverage of the world of comedy on The Sound of Young America is supported by Humber College, offering a two-year program dedicated to comedy. Students learn stand-up, improv, acting, and writing skills and perform in the heart of Toronto. At Humber, we make funny people funnier. More information at humbercomedy.com.